The following programme is made possible in part by the Compass Records Group. Compass Records, Green Linnet and Mulligan Records, dedicated to the support of Celtic music, past, present and future. www.compassrecordsgroup.com. Fiona Ritchie with you, thanks for joining me and welcome to the Thistle and Shamrock.
Some people live the high life, they live like kings and queens. They go about all dressed up, well encased in their dreams. Most of us go from day to day, feeling we have no cloud. Gods, they say it's better that way, keep us calm from hand to mouth. Politicians run to the altar of gold, line their pockets with greed, turning a blind eye to all around, especially the ones in need. But dues welcome is not, he builds barriers along our shores. Night he stops buses and takes people off if they don't look anything like ours.
Voice belongs to Ireland's Karen Casey, who wrote When Will We All Be Free and got us off to a great start this week on Thistle, setting the tone for an hour of music from women artists. We'll hear from several walks of musical life, fiddlers Anna Wendy Stevenson and Eileen Ivers, contemporary voices of Eddie Reader and Eleanor McAvoy, and traditional Gaelic singers from Canada, Mary Jane Lamond, and from Scotland, Maggie McInnes, whose commissioned work, Oran na Má, A Woman's Song, links the thoughts and voices of women today with those of the past. That's later on from Maggie McInnes. Eddie Reader with the traditional song Mary and the Soldier, about a girl who sets her heart on someone and won't be put off. That's coming up. And first, with a set of reels, we cherish that great American group of women known as Cherish the Ladies.
Thank you. lads of high renown that will hear of a fair young maiden. Far she went to of a summer's day to view the soldiers parading. And they marched so bold and they looked so gay, the colours of flying and the banded play. It caused young Mary for to say, I'll wed you, me gallant soldier. Ah, Mary viewed the soldiers there as they stood at their leisure. And Mary to herself did say, at last I found me treasure. But oh, how cruel me parents must be to banish me darling so far from me. I'll leave them all and I'll go to see me bold undaunted soldier. Ah, oh, Mary dear, your parents' love, I pray don't be unruly. For when you're in a foreign land, believe me, you'll rue it surely. Perhaps in battle I might fall from a shot from an angry cannonball. And you so far from your daddy's hall, be advised by your gallant soldier. I have 50 guineas in bright gold, likewise a heart that's bolder. But I'll leave them all and I'll go with you, me bold and daunting soldier. So don't say no and let me go, and I will face the daring foe. We'll march together to and fro, and I'll wed you, me gallant soldier.
Scots fiddler Anna Wendy Stevenson with Lord Castles and High Up the Glen. More fine fiddle ahead with New York's Eileen Ivers, piano later from Donna Long, flute from Aoife Granville. That's on the instrumental side as we listen to just some of the great women players around today. And on the vocal side, we have Maggie McInnes and Kate Rusby still to come. And just ahead with the spirited Irish band Dervish, singer Kathy Jordan, and she's going to give us a Bob Dylan song, Boots of Spanish Leather. First, back with instrumentals, and we have an Irish harp player whose style on her instrument is instantly recognisable. She is Moya Nihahasig with guitarist Chris Newman and her own tune, Reel for a Water Diviner.
Thank you. sofon gila hanet mi chamara am a brachen sofon gila am a brachen gefluch fori hanet mi kursu as maro am a brachen sofon gila hanet mi chamara am a brachen sofon gila am a brachen gefluch sawa hanet mi fur afri as ke am a brachen sofon gila hanet mi chamara am a brachen sofon gila am a brachen ned a vidig ek na gilian out of at am a brachen sofon gila hanet mi chamara am a brachen sofon gila bi mi mar ochto de gawig canon gim yawisha am a brachen sofon gila hanet mi chamara am a brachen sofon gila dala yelen nani an fiawi charo dunia di avan taban am a brachen sofon gila hanet mi chamara am a brachen sofon gila dala yelen nani an dua chadi shin su och no sabach am a brachen sofon gila hanet mi chamara am a brachen sofon gila ar ma hari do guan wachi bar in romi ac am aroch am a brachen sofon gila hanet mi chamara am a brachen sofon gila bar in paitse gruach ach boiach gim in bohu piaw ac ari am a brachen sofon gila hanet mi chamara am a brachen sofon gila han a nin a kin an gruim rum on a hwyr mi cot a scar which am a brachen sofon gila hanet mi chamara am a brachen sofon gila hwyr mi pae a brog an hwyr bon a chuk ar am a scoc ar chin cha am a brachen sofon gila hanet mi chamara am a brachen sofon gila hanet mi chamara am a brachen sofon gila.
Mary Jane Lamond is an accomplished Canadian singer who upholds the musical traditions of the Scots Gaelic speakers of Nova Scotia. They're recreating the sound of women tweed workers singing through their toil, known as milling songs in Nova Scotia. She gathered with friends in the hall at Rec Cove on the North Shore for that recording. And on fiddle just before, from the Bronx, Eileen Ivers. From old world to new, we are in the company of leading women artists on Thistle this week, with more to come, including Maggie McInnes and Kate Rusby, also Eleanor McAvoy. A playlist of the music you're hearing will be posted online, and you can hear new women artists in our podcast, free to download. Follow the playlist and podcast links at thistleradio.com. This is NPR. Fiona Ritchie with you. Maggie McInnes comes from a family who passed along their song traditions mostly through the female line. Her chief source has been her mum, Flora McNeil, and Maggie's conscious of the fact that the composers of the songs they sing, who were very often women, are largely forgotten. Her commissioned work for the Celtic Connections Festival gives these women a voice and links their feelings to those of women today. It is Oran Nama, a woman's song, music from Maggie McInnes' work ahead. First, Baltimore-based pianist Donna Long, accompanied by her son Jesse Smith on fiddle for The Woman of the House and Johnny's Wedding.
Movadi, 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 special.
Have you ever seen a
agus gat o chwein, agus gat o chwein. Si e gud, si chies de gud, si spirit gud. Di marn de hyl, di lain de hyl, di marn de hyl, di lain de hyl.
Song with thoughts and prayers of blessings there for women whose children are on the threshold of leaving home, the music of Maggie McInnes. She plays flute, whistle, fiddle, and she sings. Aoife Granville is ahead with a tune on flute, the Raheen. First of all, we're going to move in a magical direction with Kate Rusby and the Elfin Knight.
So proud and he stands so still. Blow winds, blow my bonnie, oh. Blow winds, blow my bonnie. Blow winds, blow my bonnie, oh. Blow winds, blow my bonnie. If I had the knight that stands on yon mound, my true love then surely I found. Down to the church, then soon we will be bound. Blow winds, blow my bonny, oh. Blow winds, blow my bonny. Blow winds, blow my bonny, oh. Blow winds, blow my bonny. So proud and he stands so still. Blow winds, blow my bonny, oh. Blow winds, blow my bonny. Blow winds, blow my bonny, oh.
single female, six single man. Must have good sense of humor and a pension plan. Huge wealth is not expected, all means will suffice. Good looks are not essential, but some looks would be nice. Non-smoking single female, caring and bright. Considered quite attractive if the light is right. Who has been sort of single way too many years? Would love to hear from someone genuinely sincere. With a view to romantic walks in the park, with a view to goings on after dark, with a view to tender love and care, with a view to letting down our hair, with a view to friendship and to fun, with a view to maybe being the one. Needs a view, the starry skies above, with a view to love. Non-smoking single female would like to meet a kind, educated,
such an educated gentleman.
Make her go sleeper off her feet. If same applies to you, then why not say hello?
Why not say hello?
Please forward all replies to P.O. box below. With a view to romantic walks in the park, with a view to goings on after dark, with a view to tender love and care, with a view to letting down our hair, with a view to friendship and to fun, with a view to maybe being the one, with a view of starry skies above, with a view to love. Please forward your replies.
Non-smoking
to non-smoking single female.
Non-smoking single female.
All genuine replies will be answered.
Eleanor McAvoy brings her personal ad to life in Non-Smoking Single Female. We have a P.O. box you can write to as well. Details follow. You've been listening to The Thistle and Shamrock with me, Fiona Ritchie, and it comes to you each week from Scotland. Check our website for playlists of our radio programmes at thistleradio.com. Maybe you'd like to receive some recent programme playlists by regular mail. Just mention this week's programme, All Women, and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. But we'll leave the personal ads to Eleanor McAvoy, I think. It's The Thistle and Shamrock, P.O. Box 518, Matthews, North Carolina 28106. Now, let's hear from the three fiddlers of Halali, rounding out with the old-time wedding reel. And let's plan to meet up same time next week for more of The Thistle and Shamrock. See you then.
Thank you.
Thistle and Shamrock is a service mark of Fiona Ritchie. Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art, and the Kellogg Foundation, helping people help themselves by investing in children, their families and their communities. On the web at wkkf.org. The Thistle and Shamrock is made possible in part by the Compass Records Group. Compass Records, Green Linnet and Mulligan Records, dedicated to the support of Celtic music, past, present and future. www.compassrecordsgroup.com. This is NPR, National Public Radio.